With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. A handful of Montana wildland firefighters are helping fight the historic bushfires in Australia, which have burned over 12 million acres, destroyed over 2,000 homes, and killed at least 24 people. Yellowstone Public Radio News' Jess Sheldahl has more.
Out of the 159 wildfire and aviation management personnel sent to Australia from the U.S. last month, 9 came from Montana. Dan Hoddle with the Northern Region of the U.S. Forest Service says an international agreement allows for mutual aid.
So in 2010 was the last time that we actually have sent U.S. firefighters to Australia, but we had firefighters from New Zealand helping out with U.S. fires in 2018.
As part of the agreement, the Australian government will reimburse the U.S. for the cost of travel, wages, and other expenses. Hoddle says the exchange of firefighters isn't the only benefit of the agreement.
They might be fighting fires that are similar to the kinds of fires we have, fast-moving brush fires, and we can definitely see some benefit when we trade knowledge and trade resources.
Al Nash with the Bureau of Land Management says Montana firefighters often work outside the state, but it's unusual for them to be sent outside the country.
In 2019, from Montana, Dakotas, we sent out staff to 17 other states. So for our personnel to be away from home on assignment is a pretty common thing.
During Montana's fire season, firefighters generally stay in the state. But in the off-season, Nash says they try to make themselves available to those in need elsewhere. For YPR News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.
I'm Josh Burnham. The Montana Supreme Court heard arguments in a lawsuit over whether local law enforcement officers have the authority to arrest people for alleged civil violations of federal immigration law. ACLU of Montana legal director Alex Raitt asked justices on Wednesday to rule that state law does not allow such arrests, like Augustine Ramon's detention in a 2018 Lincoln County case.
To my mind, it flips the idea of innocent until proven guilty on its head, because anybody who is in custody and does not have an immigration detainer would be able to post bond and be free pending trial, but individuals like Mr. Ramon simply can't.
The county and the federal government argue the case is moot because the defendant was never held on a detainer and is no longer in custody. The ACLU argues similar cases have happened before and that law enforcement agencies would benefit from an authoritative ruling. The justices did not rule. The Federal Bureau of Investigations has joined the search for a missing girl from South Central Montana. 16-year-old Selena Shelley Fay Not Afraid was last seen on New Year's Day at the eastbound rest area on Interstate 90 between Billings and Hardin. The Billings Gazette reports an FBI team that specializes in child abduction and disappearances was en route yesterday from Denver to assist with the search. The Bureau of Indian Affairs, Bighorn County Sheriff's Office, and numerous local and state law enforcement agencies are assisting. Not Afraid's classmates from Hardin High School gathered at the rest stop where she was last seen yesterday to draw attention to her disappearance, which Bighorn County Sheriff Lawrence Bighair last week said is, quote, beginning to look suspicious. Anyone with information about Not Afraid is encouraged to call the Bighorn County Sheriff's Office tip line at 406-665-9800. I'm Josh Burnham.